The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
The temptation to cheer the federal government's suit against Standard & Poor's is understandable. S&P and other debt raters played a central role in the financial crisis by slapping AAA ratings on securities that promptly blew up. For too long, no one held them accountable. But it's too bad the Justice Department didn't take on the legal defense that S&P, Moody's, and Fitch rely on. Courts have found that the raters are, in essence, journalists who issue independent analysis. This gives the company some of the strongest protection in U.S. law, from the First Amendment. Never mind that, unlike journalists, the raters are paid by the companies they write about. The Dodd-Frank Act was supposed to help resolve the problem by having the SEC draft rules saying investors no longer had to rely on the raters' opinions. Yet 2.5 years later, no SEC rules are forthcoming. The delay is dispiriting. Raters can play a useful role in the financial system, but their speech and the legal protection that goes with it should be redefined to match reality. They should be held to the same standards as auditors and be liable for third parties' losses when they fall short. Either that, or investors should no longer be required to use their ratings. The Justice Department's lawsuit advances neither solution. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.